latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start the news that manager Rafa Benitez believes his Newcastle team that made far too many mistakes on Saturday as they eventually were beaten by Fulham. A Tom Kearney goal combined with a Ryan Sessegnon double and Slaviska Jokanovic's side all 3 points in a 3-1 victory to move Fulham within 2 points of the playoffs. Newcastle maintain their place at the top of the Championship despite the defeat, but are now level on points with Brighton and Hove Albion and are just 6 points ahead of third place Huddersfield. After an impressive week, including victories over Brighton and Huddersfield, combined with a goalless draw with Reading, many thought Newcastle were a shoo-in for automatic promotion to the Premier League. And when speaking to the Chronicle Live, Benitez said that too many mistakes were simply made. So we have to learn from that. We knew they are doing well. They have pace, ability, good movements and passing. We knew that, but we gave them the chance to play in the way they like to play because we made too many mistakes. Finally then, elsewhere, and Mohamed Diame, the Newcastle midfielder, has retired from international football to concentrate on club duties. 29-year-old Senegal international decided not to play for his country again after winning the last of his 36 senior caps against Algeria in January at the African Nations Cup. He told the BBC, "I believe that there are now 23 Senegalese players in better shape. After much thought and consideration, I feel that now is the appropriate time to focus fully on my club career." The Army, of course, joined Newcastle from Hull during the summer and has so far made 33 appearances this season. That's all for now then. We'll have more news later.